I'm Clyde Lewis, and you're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. If you'd like to hear the podcast in its entirety, sign up at aftermath.media.
I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The number is to call tonight, 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. You know, I feel old right now. Very old right now. I was just... somebody just sent me a remake. I guess the movie Fall Guy is out. Ryan Gosling is in it. And apparently this young kid named Youngblood, that's Y-U-N-G-B-L-U-D, just did a cover of I Was Made for Loving You by Kiss, and I realized something when I was listening to it. It was really well done, really good cover of that song. But I realized, that's classic rock. That's grandpa music. And they're remaking that song, so I felt terribly old. You know, it took me back to, what, 1977, right? Or no, wait, that song came out in the 80s. But I'm just saying, back in 1977, when I wasn't standing in line for Star Wars or running away from home to go to a Kiss concert, I had other things I did too. I mean, I played baseball and got into football later when I was in high school. But yeah, I mean, I did everything a kid would do, except I was pretty rebellious. One of the things I loved doing, and I actually found a girl in high school that I loved doing this with too. But what we used to do is, back in the day, I don't know if you in where you live had the, well, first they were the 25-cent theaters. And then it became the 50-cent theaters. Then it became the dollar theaters in the 80s. But it was about 50-cent theaters, 50-cent movie tickets. On a Saturday, I just go down to the theater. I'd buy a 50-cent movie theater ticket and watch movies all day. Or we'd go to the mall. We'd do the same thing. Valley Fair Mall, we used to go there. And they'd have all these places we'd go see movies. And we would pay like 50 cents to see a movie. And it was a bad movie. It wouldn't matter because, you know, it was just a way to waste an afternoon. It was kind of like what you do when you're stuck on Netflix on the weekends. It's, I'm just in front of Netflix. I don't want to do anything. And that's what it was, except you go to the theater for that. That's what we did when we were kids. So I'd go to the 50-cent theater. And what I do is I go there. I see B-movies all the time. One that sticks out in my mind was Rabid. I don't know if you saw that. That was Marilyn Chambers, actually. After she did porn, she did this really scary film called Rabid. But a lot of those movies that you paid 50 cents for did not last in the theaters. Or they were like, you know, running in theaters. It was the last 2 weeks before they took them off the market. And they didn't come back because we didn't have video back then. You know, no home video stuff going on. No. It finally came about. But no, there was no home video. So you had to go see the movie. If you didn't see it in the big theaters, you had to go to the little theaters and pay like 50 cents. So, and then we still had drive-ins too when I was young, like 12. Well, 9, I went to the drive-in with my family, and they made a whole day of it. I don't know if anybody remembers, a lot of the drive-in movie theaters, they had, like, little playgrounds, and they had, like, little Ferris wheels you could ride on, and of course, mom and dad would, you know, order a pizza, or they'd order a hamburger or something, and you'd be eating, and then you'd go swimming in a little swimming pool, and then by the time you were so tuckered out, you know, you'd watch the first two cartoons, and then when the horror movies came on, you were asleep, and mom and dad... You know, mom and dad didn't count on the 9-year-old boy waking up during The Exorcist, right when Linda Blair decides to release herself all over the carpet. You're going to die up there. But yeah, went to the drive-in. I guess that dates me because I love drive-in movies and drive-in movie theaters. They were awesome, you know, sneaking out, going to see a good zombie film or whatever. So a little... You know, a lot of fond memories triggered by hearing that remake of that song. A lot of fond memories, literally spending the whole day, you know, either at the movie theater paying like 50 cents a film or at the drive-in where it was like $10 a carload. And we'd also, you know, bring people in the trunk of the car too. We would do that. So, I mean, it was a lot of fun. There was one film that I remember and it had a huge impact on me. And I'm sure hardly anyone remembers it, but I remember it. It's called The Day of the Animals. Day of the Animals. Day of the Animals tells the story of a psychosis that is brought on by depletion of the Earth's ozone layer, affecting all animals at high altitudes. See, back then, we were worried about the ozone layer. We were told we couldn't use deodorant. We were told we couldn't use hairspray. We couldn't use Freon because we were told it was destroying the ozone layer. And to this day, that's why we have a lot of pump stuff. We don't have a lot of aerosol stuff sold anymore because it damages the ozone layer, they say. But this movie was very timely, as we're all warned that the ozone layer was depleting. These aerosolized stuff like hairspray and cologne and stuff were somehow affecting the ozone layer. And soon they told, well, if the ozone layer were to open up, we would be exposed to what? Ultraviolet rays. Kind of like we're talking about the South Atlantic anomaly that happens in the South Atlantic. We see the ozone layer part and the magnetic fields get weird and ultraviolet rays come down and we see these glitches down going on and we don't know what they are. They're part of that, I think. I think we're seeing that the Atlantic layer is the South Atlantic ozone layer is now splitting up, creating all this magnetic stuff going on. So, I mean, back when we were kids, though, the whole ozone layer thing was good fear porn for the environment. Remember, I was talking about Earth Day a while back, and I said, hey, we were all pretty much, you know, crusaders for the world, crusaders for the Earth. We wanted to make sure the Earth was okay. We didn't want the ozone layer to thin out and turn us all into zombies, expose us all to ultraviolet magnetic waves and making us all like drooling zombies, because that was something, too, that was in theaters as well. The idea that we could all become drooling zombies if the ozone layer was to pull apart or if a comet was to get close to the planet. We got all that to be afraid of. The future zombie apocalypse was part of our lives then. It's even part of our lives now. All right? And so this film, The Day of the Animals, was kind of like a zombie film, but it wasn't. It was kind of like the idea. Well, here's the deal. So the animals in this movie become affected first. What happens is they start turning on people because the ozone layer is thinning out in the high altitudes. And so scientists observe that animals, about when they're up about 5,000 feet in altitude, become highly aggressive. And so one small town sheriff barely escapes getting mauled to death by rats. The government orders the evacuation and quarantine of all settlements above that altitude. And at the time, that was pretty scary. That was considered an environmental natural horror film with an environmental message to everybody, even though they were pretty loose with their scientific theories about how animals would turn into vicious zombies. But it still was a good film, a good B film for about 50 cents, and one that scared the hell out of me when I was a kid. 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back. You just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. If you'd like to hear previous shows along with having access to our online library and social media platform, sign up now at aftermath.media. It's only $10 a month, and there's also yearly specials to fit your budget. Again, go to aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and thank you for supporting Ground Zero.